Federal Emergency Management Agency and state emergency management officials put the damage to public infrastructure at $8.6 million in Douglas, Bayfield, and Ashland counties and at the Red Cliff Band of Lake Superior Chippewa Reservation. That was $900,000 more than the minimum needed to ask for federal help. Todd Pritchard with Wisconsin Emergency Management says it was iffy for a while, but now they can move forward.
Great news. We're hoping that this gets approved by the Federal Emergency Management Agency and we get some help as soon as we can.
A disaster declaration would mean help for communities with little or no resources left to put back the pieces of the June 20th flood. Douglas County Administrator Andy Leshak says if it's approved, FEMA will cover 75% of the damages, the state 12.5%, and local governments 12.5%.
Oh, it's a break for all of us, potentially a break. I'd rather try to cover 12.5% than a full 100%.
This area has had to deal with smaller floods and a major windstorm. Douglas County Emergency Management Director Keith Kessler says it's overwhelming for these rural towns.
They're looking at, you know, what can we do without? What can we postpone? And the problem with the storms we've had over the last several years, a lot of things have already been postponed, and you can only defer maintenance and things like that so long before it comes up and gets you in the back. So people are really concerned, and they're very, very hopeful that this funding will come through.
Pritchard expects a decision by President Obama in just a matter of days. Mike Simonson, Wisconsin Public Radio in Superior.